Hello and welcome to Pandora's Box. This is Kalia, and today we're going to talk about forgiving the unforgivable. Most people have a false sense about what forgiveness is. We think we need to forgive the perpetrator for his or her crimes against us. We believe by forgiving, we're saying what you did was okay. We focus on the crime, the cruelty, and the pain we feel as a result. Our ego needs to see itself as right and the other as wrong, so we seek outer validation that we're right. We feel crazy when we realize the other has an entirely different story about what happened than we do. The story the other has created has nothing to do with our reality and our experience. When that person can't even see that he or she has committed a crime, there is no guilt. Or rather, the guilt has been projected onto you and you are the one found guilty of the crime. The whole thing begins to feel pretty insane. A lot of my clients who've been deeply hurt by narcissistic behavior tell me, "I just want him to admit he was wrong." The very nature of narcissism is an inability to take responsibility for someone's behavior, And so he or she is not going to see their own wrongdoing. When you've been hurt and betrayed by someone who not only won't acknowledge their bad behavior but blame you for it, there can be a very deep wound that is difficult to resolve. It's a type of wound that festers and takes on a life of its own. The last thing anyone in this situation wants to do is talk about forgiveness. Clients consistently tell me, "I'm never going to forgive that person." And this is because they understand forgiveness to mean accepting the bad behavior as okay and inviting people who hurt them back into their lives. And this is not what forgiveness is. We need to look at forgiveness as a path to rebirth. It's a path to peace. It's a method to release all the hostility within our own being that's eating us. Forgiveness really has very little to do with that person and everything to do with you. Because when you forgive, you release yourself from bondage. When someone hurts us deeply, it's natural to be angry and to hold on to that anger. It's natural to hold on to our hurt. It's natural to want revenge. It's natural to want to see the other person pay for his or her crimes against us. It's natural to want to see that person suffer in the way that they've caused us to suffer. I know this because I've worked with thousands of people who have been deeply wounded by someone who will take no responsibility for the wounding. I myself have gone through this more than once. What we need to understand is that holding on to our pain, rage, and anger is the same as not forgiving. Not forgiving is a decision to hold on to the painful feelings until such a time we can feel vindicated. Non-forgiveness is like swallowing poison and expecting the other to die. You may have heard that saying. Our non-forgiveness is a slow poison within our own being, and it has nothing to do with the other person. I see non-forgiveness as an energy cord attaching us to the other through the pain and suffering we feel. It's a type of bondage. It's a type of bondage that keeps us in suffering. Much of our suffering comes from the stories in our head and the thoughts that we think. We create a story and we keep that story alive by repeating it to ourselves and others over and over. And this story becomes our reality. We tell ourselves things like, "He never loved me. He treated me like I was a piece of trash. He used me. He found someone he thinks is better than me." When we repeat these thoughts to ourselves, when we regurgitate these thoughts, we provoke the familiar emotional response. The thought, "He never loved me," triggers the feeling, "I'm unlovable." The thought, "He treated me like a piece of trash," provokes the feeling, I am worthless. The thought he used me provokes the feeling I'm used up and have no value. The thought he found someone better than me provokes the feeling I'm not enough. When we sit in our feelings of worthlessness, unlovable, and not good enough, we sit in deep pain and shame. We actually take that person's behavior and treatment of us and convert it into a belief about ourselves that re-injures us on a daily basis. The feelings I am unworthy, unlovable, not enough, stupid, and unattractive, to name a few, are our core wounds. Our core wounds are beliefs we have about ourselves that are really lies. They are lies we have come to believe is true. The real issue is not that this other person believes you are these things, it's that you believe it. It's your belief in your own unworthiness as a human being that is causing you the deepest pain. Had you believed you were truly valuable, beautiful, wanted, lovable, smart, and good, you would see the other person's behavior differently. You would see it as a sign of his own or her own fear and pain, and you wouldn't take it so personally. But in all fairness, most of us do take the behavior of others personally. We get really hurt and upset at how others treat us, because we have a belief that the treatment coming from others says something about who we are as a person. If we're truly good and lovable, people wouldn't treat us badly. What we need to understand is that hurt people hurt people. People throw stones at you not because of who you are, but because of who they are. It's from their own fear and pain that they lash out. They may lash out at you because you got the closest to that pain. You were the one who unknowingly provoked it. The nastier a person is, the more he or she is suffering on the inside. Even if that person has a huge wall between himself and his suffering is still what causes him to lash out. When we forgive, we make a conscious decision that we are not going to take that person's behavior personally anymore. We're not going to make it about us. We're not going to allow that person's repressed pain and self-loathing to make us feel badly about ourselves. The person we really need to forgive is ourselves. We're forgiving ourselves for our false beliefs we hold about ourselves. We forgive ourselves for believing we're unworthy, unlovable, guilty, and somehow deserving of punishment. People's greatest power to hurt us is in targeting our false beliefs about ourselves. If we held no false belief about ourselves, we couldn't be emotionally hurt by the stones others throw at us. We would learn to see the stones being thrown at us as coming from the other person's fear and pain. If you are walking down a busy street and see a mentally ill homeless man standing on the corner shouting, "You suck! You're a horrible human being! You're worthless!" Would you believe that he was talking about you? Would you be thinking, "How does he know?" Some of you listening might think this, but then you realize he doesn't know me. He has no clue who I am. He isn't talking about me. I'm not going to take this personally. So it's a lot easier not to take strangers personally than people that are close to us, because we have a belief that they do know us, and to know us is to judge us. But this thinking is every bit as much in error as thinking a homeless man on the street knows you. One can only know you as much as he knows himself. And even your closest family members may not have a clue who you are, because they've always seen you out of the lens of their own fear and pain. All attack is really self-attack. People go around attacking the mirror. They're lashing out from their own repressed fear and pain, believing it has something to do with you, but it doesn't. It was never about you. It was about what that person could not see as coming from within himself. When you develop a deeper understanding of this, it becomes much easier to let go and stop taking the perpetrator's behavior personally. You might feel a bit of compassion for that person. He must be in awful pain to be so cruel. Of course, forgiveness is not about inviting that person back into your life. If someone is in so much pain that he or she constantly takes it out on you, it's best to give them a whole lot of space. With narcissistic personalities, we normally go no contact because that person takes no responsibility for his or her behavior and continues to attack. We simply learn to remove ourselves as a target, and eventually they find another one. It's self-love that allows us to remove ourselves as a target. If we are no longer in that person's life, they can no longer blame us for their pain, at least not for long. So many of us involved with narcissists get so upset when we're replaced, when instead we should be celebrating, really, because they've found another target to take the brunt of their hostility, and we've been released. Yay, we've been released. However, because most of us are dealing with our own core wounds, we take being replaced very personally. We believe it has something to do with our worthiness or our lack of worthiness. We believe it has something to do with not being good enough. And this is the lie we've come to believe about ourselves. When we forgive, we're also forgiving the lie. We're aligning with the truth. We really are worthy. We really are a good person. We really are enough. Forgiveness is an act of saying, I will no longer allow who you are and what you do to rob me of my energy and vitality. Forgiveness is saying, I will no longer remain in bondage to the beliefs you hold about me and my value. Forgiveness is saying, I release you to your own experience of life and I set myself free. Forgiveness is never about letting someone off the hook because we never put that person on the hook in the first place. Their own beliefs about themselves put them on the hook. Their own fear and pain put them on the hook. We don't have the power to set someone else free. We can only set ourselves free. And forgiveness is what sets us free. We cut the cords of attachment to those who have hurt us, recognizing the true source of our hurt is within us. We free ourselves from bondage. We free ourselves from the need to remain angry. Most of us with weak boundaries use anger as a boundary. If we remain angry at that person, we won't let him or her back in. What we need to do is develop real boundaries. We don't have to be angry to set a boundary. We just have to learn how to say no. We do need to learn from our experiences. If you don't trust someone because of their previous behavior towards you, then don't invite them back into your life. They probably aren't trustworthy. Trust and forgiveness have nothing to do with each other. If someone betrays our trust, they no longer get to have our trust. We can still love someone we don't trust. Love is the highest emotional vibration there is. We want to keep our heart open to love, but we can also love with boundaries. Loving with boundaries is saying, I love you, but no more. You can love from a distance without ever having that person in your life. You continue to love the innocent child they are before life robbed them of their innocence. You love the person you know they are capable of becoming if only they faced their own fear and pain. You love the person you wanted to believe that they were. You can love someone even when experience tells you to stay away. Just as we would not walk into a snake pit full of vipers, we would not want to walk into an environment with someone who sees you as a target. Forgiving the unforgivable is to forgive the past so that you can have a future. It's making the decision not to bring the past with you. It's making the decision to release yourself from the energy of that relationship so that you can move forward and form new relationships that are much healthier. It's about stepping into the now moment where your power really is. You have no power in yesterday. It's the past. Letting the dead bury the dead is to release the past. The past is dead and can only be kept alive from our attachment to it and our belief there is nothing better up ahead. Your ability to create an amazing future comes from your belief that an amazing future is possible for you. If you're so hurt from the past that you can't release it, then you need to seek help to heal it. Forgiveness is a true release of the past. You don't forgive for the other person, you forgive for yourself. This is the most loving thing you can do for yourself. This is how you let go of the energy that keeps you stuck in the past so that you can move forward into a beautiful new life. So let's release and let go of yesterday, bring our attention and energy back to today, and create a phenomenal tomorrow. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to find out more about my work, please visit KaleahLaRoche.com. or narcissismfree.com for my work on narcissistic abuse. I will add the links in the description below. Have a great day, and we'll see you next time.